So I'm joined with Ned Kelly. So Ned, you've got an army background and managed the Hereford Army football team in the 80s. What was that like for you?
Oh, fantastic. You know, really great. I actually got it on a Monday morning. We ran out of coffee, so I went in the next door. And there's a lad there called Rusty, who used to play a lot for the Army Hereford team. And, you know, he looked a bit down. I said, so what's the problem? You know, he just said, we need a manager by 1 o'clock. Otherwise, the team's going to fold. Then I just happened to say, well, you know, I saw on a team, you know, when I was in Gibraltar. And he said, would you run it for a couple of weeks? And of course, and I said, yes. And that couple of weeks lasted 4 years.
So Phil Stant was in your team. He went on to sign for Hereford.
Yeah.
Was it good to see him make a career out of the game?
Yes, it was. Once again, it was around Christmas. And I was speaking to the, because I was from the camp up the road. And I was speaking to the families officer. And he stopped me and he said, Ned, he said, we got a young lad here that used to play for Reading, you know, with Kerry Dixon. And I said, really? I said, where does he live? So, you know, straight away I was there. And I went round it, but he was gone for the Christmas period. So when he came back, we got hold of him. And, of course, he came to us and he was just absolutely brilliant. You know, we did have, a hell of a lot of good players there as well around him. But, yeah, he was a bit special. He stood out a bit.
And how did his move to Hereford come about? Were you close to John Newman?
Well, I knew John Newman. He used to let us play. He used the Hereford, Edgar Street. We used to play some of our big army games there. You know, Army Cup and Army Infantry Cup. And got to know him. And, of course, I mean, everybody was hearing about him because he was scoring 5 and 6 goals every game for us. But we had a lot of good players, you know, that actually, you know, made him goals for him. And most of the games we won in the last 10 or 15 minutes because of our fitness. Yeah, but they were good times.
So you went on to join Manchester United as head of security. How did you get that job?
I left in 88, and I was working in the Middle East for a couple of years, and then I come back, and I wrote to 6 clubs. Now, the top 6 clubs at the time was Arsenal and Spurs in London, Liverpool and Everton, and Manchester City and Manchester United. But I also knew Bobby Charlton. And telling him and the chairman as well, Martin Edwards, I had this idea where I could save them, you know, thousands of pounds, you know, every week on police and what we actually done. And the reason I got into that was that I was involved with Michael Jackson on his bad tour in 88. And we had an incident at one of the shows at Wembley. And, of course, there was no police there. It was all private security. And I got involved in the incident because everyone looked at me like, you know, because I was a big roughy toughy from down the road at a camp. And, he was in a place called a mixer. So I had to climb up the mixer, which was about 30 foot off the ground, and get this guy down. And that's when it dawned on me. So I'm driving up the M4 back to Hereford after the gig. And that's when it hit me. Because I was belonged to the Hereford branch of the Manchester United club. Yeah, with Norman Ellis, you know, from Belmont. And, yeah, so I went up there, I'd done a presentation. And they gave me a trial with 8 guys for 4 matches. And that's how it really started. And in the end, I was doing security 24-7. Over 300, 400 guys every match. And, of course, it spread. Then I started doing Lancashire Cricket Club. I mean, I was doing a bit of work for City, Oldham, Rochdale, Charlton Athletic, Chelsea, you know, Newmarket, and the racecourse side of it. Chester, the Grand National at Aintree, Haydock Park. I mean, I was really all over. And, you know, the business growing. Of course, at the time, there was only 6 cricket clubs that held the Test Series. And I had 3 of them. I had 50%, which was Warwickshire, Yorkshire and Lancashire. And the business just spread. I mean, we were just, you know, I think we're about the 5th or 6th largest security company in the country at one time. We were that big.
So I read a recent interview with Eric Cantona, who came to Herefordshire after the Crystal Palace Kung Fu incident in 95.
Yeah.
Was Hereford a good place for Eric to get away from, you know, all the...
Well, yeah, because there was a lad there called Brummy. He was running one of these hostels for these kids. And, and I got asked, you know, could I bring any of the players down? And, of course, I brought him down. And the idea of it was raising money, you know, for a good cause that he was doing. In actual fact, I still think he's doing it. And we'd done that, so we took him out, and there was actually thousands there. I mean, God, it was worse than, you know, going through the crowds to get all the hooligans out of the crowds, like, you know. But, yeah, it's not a good time, you know. We had, lovely days here. you know, against, you know, Fernhope and Westfield, Morris, John Jones. You know, I mean, they were great days. And then I moved on to that. And, yeah, so it was good. And he was a lovely man. You know, I mean, he was 6 foot two. And let me tell you, Eric didn't need looking after. He was quite capable of looking after himself.
I was watching on YouTube the other day footage of Manchester United's Champions League win against Bayern Munich in 1999. Two goals in injury time. I see you next to Sir Alex on the footage. Can you describe the feeling at the end of the game with those two goals in injury time to win the final?
Well, I was there, you know, watching everybody, you know, like I do. And, of course, I brought down a cup. And they actually had Bayern Munich's colours on it. Right?
Yeah.
So he was just placed it down. He walked away because I'm watching all this. And then, of course, Teddy scored. Teddy Sheringham scored. Of course, he got a cup. Went back into the tunnel. And, of course, then Ollie Gunnar scored a winner. Yeah. And, you know, and I must admit, I mean, emotions took over. You know, as I said, like, you know, I was a member of the old Hereford branch, you know, of the club. And, yeah, so I was absolutely delighted. And I actually slept with it. I actually slept with a cup that night in the bedroom me. You know,
yeah.
I did. It actually, you know, and of course I was there looking after the party as well. And that finished. I mean, I got away about 6 o'clock, so I, you know, and I couldn't go nowhere because people just wanted to gatecrash the party, you know, in Barcelona afterwards. And I had a hell of a job because time I got back there, see, from you know the dressing room and the players and all that, a lot of people just went in there. There wasn't guests, and that took me a good 45 minutes to clear that out. And so we done that, and then the party started, and it was fantastic. And, of course, Sir Alex had a press conference at 10 o'clock. Well, I mean, I got to bed about 6:15 with the cup. And, of course, I was up again, you know, at 9. But, yeah, I mean, the adrenaline was going, and it was just absolutely fantastic. It was a great night, you know. I was there for sort of, 12 and a half years, and I had a great time.
So you left Old Trafford a few years after that and then emigrated to Florida. What's the lifestyle like over in America?
It's fantastic. You know, it's great. You know, it's sunshine. You know, you get 2 weeks of the year in January just after Christmas when it gets a bit cold. And what do you do? Okay, during the day you can walk around in a T-shirt and a pair of shorts. At night you might have to put on a sweater. I mean, I've been back now a few weeks and, I mean, come on. Is this summer? You know, forget it. Give me a break, will you? Come on. You know, sweaters, rain. Winds, you know, God's sake.
So you won't be coming back over here permanently then?
I don't think so, no. I mean, you know, we move on. You know, I've had some great memories here. You know, I mean, I always come back. I always got, you know, speaking to a friend before I actually come in to see you. And I was just telling him, I always come down here in 50 when I come in. And I just got a great feeling when I come over to Callow and I see the cathedral in the distance. And it's always a lovely feeling I get. And it's lovely to see the people as well. Because with the football, you know, we met a lot of, you know, local people and we mixed in well with them. I mean, we had a good time. We had some great inter-season dues. I mean, they always come round. I mean, Bobby Charlton came down. Sir Alex Ferguson came down and gave an after-dinner speech for us. You know, we used to invite, you know, people from teams and that to come in and join us. And, yeah, we had a good time. It really was a good place to be. But I love the football here.